take the phone back if you want.
Okay, I just emailed everybody some documents, but we will also have them on the screen. So if you don't want to look at them there, you can wait till we put them up here.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
There'll be a little rustling around this morning as we disassemble the emergency center from yesterday. And this morning.
We actually have our first power outage right now on Birch Mountain Road Extension.
Did you know? They called it in Birch Mountain Extension. The guy called. Oh. Somebody that lived there.
Dan Blasco. There's a crew on site.
But how cold?
We have 1 minute before we start the meeting. Bob Mora. The question was, how is Paula?
Good.
He can't hear.
Thank you. Bob Moore, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Bob DiPietro asked, how is Paula?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. She is doing quite well.
Good.
Good job.
Moving right along. Moving from a walker to a cane. And
what'd she have done?
Doing a 2 mile jog in a week or two.
It's 12 o'clock. If we could talk about this after, that would be great because we have one member who has a time crunch. So we're going to try to stick right on schedule. Thanks, everybody. It's 12 o'clock, and at this time, I would like to call the meeting on March 15th, the special meeting of the Board of Selectmen at Town Hall and also online. That's the call to order. Sorry about that. We're going to move on to number two, discussion of the Highway Supervisor and Facilities Director position. At this time, as an opening statement, I would like to say we did discuss it at our last meeting, and we had quite a robust discussion. We know that the Board of Selectmen has changed since that original proposal was put into place. And it was just a proposal. It was nothing that was put into stone at that time. And what we know is that sometimes when boards change and administrations change, plans go different ways. And this board is known having had the experience recently with the ARPA funds. Originally, a prior board had talked about putting the ARPA funds towards a new water line. And this seated board came up with the idea to have those dollars moved to another project for a demolition project and to apply for other dollars for the water line. So I'm asking for some flexibility from the board now to keep open minds towards positive change. We need to make forward progress now because time is certainly ticking away. You're all pretty much aware that we have many projects that need to move forward for this next season. We've had a rough couple of seasons, building highway seasons and town seasons because of personnel being out for medical reasons. And so we are looking forward to a very robust season coming up in the town for both the highway and for the townwide facilities, buildings and grounds. At this time, I would like to turn the meeting over at this time to for Jim to bring up some presentation.
Okay, Kathy, if you would bring up number one on the screen. So number one, and Kathy did just email these all out to you a few minutes ago, because we literally just finished working on them. We did just finish working on them, but we'll put them all up on the screen as we discuss them. To the best of our ability, this is the current staffing pattern. And I think I've heard from the board that there really isn't a consensus to keep this current staffing pattern just exactly as it is, that we'd like to see some movement in the direction that gives us flexibility and greater opportunity. If I'm wrong there, I'd love for somebody to speak up. If not, we'll move on to slide number four, I think.
I think we would like to review all of them at this time.
Let's see. Where's this popping up?
Can I ask a question? Yeah, it hasn't popped up yet.
No,
are you looking at two townwide facilities?
Nope, number one.
They're all right. Numbered on the top right corner.
Okay, then that's three.
The one that says current staffing pattern on the.
Okay.
That's correct.
And it doesn't show on the screen.
Yeah.
Kathy's having trouble with screen share.
Again.
So in any case, we all know what the current staffing pattern is. Is there, do we want to discuss the current staffing pattern?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
In any great detail?
No.
It would have been helpful if I knew the number of employees in each of those boxes, but other than that, I'm fine.
Okay.
Highway crew is what, four?
Four, yes.
Building and grounds crew is four?
No, is four.
And high school and center school staff is what, six?
I think six to eight.
Somewhere in that range.
So you've got a total of eight, maybe 16, but more like 14 staff that currently work under two directors.
Both of the directors, please be aware, are working directors. They are active. They are not administrators. Totally. It is a multiple position.
Right, so they're both currently working supervisors. And I'll qualify that by saying, our townwide facilities director has a heavier lift with paperwork and administration tasks than the highway supervisor. So the highway supervisor is in the field a bit more than our townwide facilities director.
Let's listen to all the presentations, please, first, unless there's a question.
It wasn't a question, it was just a comment on this one thing that just got brought up, and I'll be very polite about it. I think part of the problem why John has such a problem with his department is the fact that he tries to do everything himself and doesn't delegate like he should delegate,
Mike,
and just Mike, oversee.
Could we in a public meeting not discuss the performance of a person who has not been asked to attend or given the opportunity to attend that meeting?
I would say, as an employee matter,
that's not appropriate. Talk about the job, talk about the responsibilities about the job. Please don't mention a person's name in these meetings.
No problem. And
thank you for understanding.
Yep, the individual. I'll shut up.
Thank you, Mike. Moving on to number two, John, Jim.
So I think I think it makes sense to look at sheet number four, which is a draft of a staffing pattern that was put together under a previous board and previous administrator. And it's the one that we had some, as Pam put it, robust discussion about it at our last meeting with regard to this. I have looked at, and I don't know, there's no date on this, and we probably should add dates to the ones that we've created today so that we know when these were created and looked at.
This was, I believe, 2018.
So, yeah. So
maybe mark them all as drafts, please, because none of them have been adopted.
Sure.
Thank you, Adam. Jim?
So in this staffing pattern, we have the administrative officer, superintendent of schools, and then, we have a facilities director that connects directly to the custodial crew leader, the maintainer crew leader, and the highway crew leader. And this adds one position over what we currently have today. And, I've estimated that cost to be about $108,000 to $110,000 in addition to what we are paying today.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Mike?
Where do you get the additional person?
So you currently in your current staffing pattern, you, for lack of better terminology, you have two individuals that are working foremen in each of those departments, in the highway department and the buildings and grounds department.
Who would we have two working foremen in those two departments?
You have one working foreman in each department.
And there's no custodial foreman at the or lead man at the school? Nobody takes charge of that now?
That's accurate.
Okay, so when you say that we're adding personnel, if we were to lose a director and add a crew foreman, it would be a savings, not a cost.
I don't think you're going to see much of a savings because the school is going to have to elevate an individual in each of their facilities to take over a leadership role.
I don't know as they need to do it at two facilities. They had one person managing it before, but if we were to lose one department director or department supervisor, that money could be directed to the custodial foreman. So I don't think there's any increase in cost. I think actually it would be a decrease in cost, and definitely a decrease in cost from the way we operated 4 years ago.
Michael, I hear what you're saying, and I do not see that. So could you describe it a second time slowly?
Yes, because okay.
I don't understand your premise. I mean, I understand the premise, but I don't see where you're coming up with the savings.
Currently, we have two superintendents or supervisors, one for highway, and one for building and grounds. Two individuals who are the directors of their divisions, so to speak.
Yes.
If we were to lose one of them, which would still leave us with a crew leader and three people in the highway and a maintainer crew leader and three people in the maintainer staff, and took the money that we would save on the supervisor over highways, because now everybody would be under one umbrella, the public works director, that money could be dedicated to the custodial upgrade of one person. And it's not adding a person, it's simply upgrading one person to a to a working crew leader status. And we would save the upgrade maybe $10,000, even $20,000. I'm giving it a big boost there. I see a savings of at least $80,000 right there.
I'm afraid I don't, and I'll tell you why. Because I think we would have a really, really tough push with the unions that we have in place. to not equalize the pay between the highway crew leader and whoever becomes the working crew leader in buildings and grounds. And you have an existing director that you may move up or you may fill with a new individual. And I assume if you're adding responsibility, you're going to add some pay. And so I'm not sure that there's much of a savings. It may not necessarily cost more than it's costing us today, but I'm not sure that I see a savings. And I haven't done that cost analysis. I did the cost analysis based on this draft that was created by others before me, and with the note that already existed on here, adding one full-time staff with CDL adds a cost of $95,000.
One thing, as I listen to both of you and we talk about the staff at the two schools, there would have to be someone with the experience, training, and ability to be the leader, the crew leader of that particular facility. Thank you. That's all I have to just add to that one. Jim, do you want to present the next number two?
Are we going to wait and discuss them all at the end, or can we comment further?
Let's hear what the board would like. Adam, what would you like to do? Because your time is short.
Well, I think it probably makes more sense to speak about these as they're up in front of us. Otherwise, we'll just get confused. But going back to the draft of the combination position, I think, yeah, you save when you drop one of the directors, but I think the reality is that the new facilities director, the new overall person, is going to need an admin. I don't see that person now who's now going to be supervising, you know, between 14 and 18 people.
That's not how it would work, though.
Or 14 and 17 people is now going to be able to do all the paperwork for that position without some office assistance. I also think you're going to have to pay that director more because now they're responsible for three separate and distinct jobs or roles. And then you're still going to pay more for that custodial crew leader. So, and you're going to have a problem where that person is a key person, but has no deputy. So are you going to identify one of those three working foremen as their deputy? What happens if they get hit by a truck and they're out for a month? You know, who's going to fulfill that role? So I feel like that's a precarious. I like the idea that you have one person now that's supervising a whole department that has similar jobs, although they're not that similar. I don't think working on the highway crew is very similar to being a school custodian. But so there is some theoretical savings there, but I think the reality is that job then becomes too key to leave with one person in it and not have a deputy.
Thank you, Adam.
Pam, can I speak, please?
Michael, can you hang on 1 minute? Adam, yep. Are you finished? Adam, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm here. Go
Did
ahead.
You finish? I was going to just go around, Michael, to the other members, if that's all right at this time. Bob Moore?
When I was looking at that, this setup, the one thing that is not really mentioned in this and that was part of the earlier discussion, which is an integral part of this thing, which would change, I think, somewhat the whole complexity of it and its initial structure. Currently, we do have a town engineer, but it's a contracted service, which we utilize in a lot of different aspects. And that service is utilized both through highway, through even buildings and grounds, and also through through the administrative office for various aspects, which is a significant, that's a position that at one time was a position in town. Years ago, we did have town engineer separate. However, it to function simply as an engineer. And after several years and looking at it, we found that as simply a straight engineer, it wasn't enough work to justify that position. It simply made no sense. And a lot of the complex engineering things we farmed out anyway. So that's when we went to contracting it out. My thoughts going back a number of years when we, and following Mike's line of thought about a supervisor, that if we went to someone in charge of everything, we would have to reconsider the position of town engineer. And that that position would, because you can't add another position. You simply can't. It's just too expensive. But that position could be structured in such a manner as to also have a supervisory view aspect of it for all of our either buildings and grounds and highways, because it's utilized for that. And also use, yes.
There are two more plans that we will be addressing. So we're just doing a reflection at this time.
No, sorry about that. I didn't mean to ramble, but
that's all right.
I don't particularly care for this particular structure. I'd rather have the one I'm talking about.
Bob DiPietro, would you like to address anything?
The way I think, I would just like to know what our ultimate objective is here.
Jim?
Can you or Jim tell me what we're trying to accomplish?
We're trying to have an open and frank discussion about...
No, I don't mean this discussion. I mean, ultimately, what do we want to accomplish by the end result of this discussion?
By the end result of this discussion, I hope to have a direction that I can move in so that I can advertise this position and fill the role.
Can I speak to Bob DiPietro's question, please, Pam?
Yes, Michael, make it brief, please.
Okay, Bob, I think what you're asking is, what did we have in mind when we talked about this a few years ago? And we talked about this under the concept of shared services. Being able to, in a blizzard situation, take all our staff and put them in trucks and go out and plow snow. Or when the school needs all the tables and chairs moved out of a building so that they can do the floors, we could put all our staff there for a day or two. The idea was to make us, we're too small to have enough people in each division to do things the way they need to be done. By doing a overall build public works department, we could move staff around as needed throughout the whole town. The idea was to, with any luck, save a few bucks, but the overall idea was to make us much more efficient and able to work through bigger problems without having to outsource and to use the personnel correctly. And I hope that answers what you thought. And Bob and I had talked about the town engineer part, because I brought up Don Aubrey, who was that individual in Mansfield when I lived there. But the whole idea was greater efficiency, greater shared services. Some of this came up when they were talking about buying two ball field conditioning machines, one for school and one for the town. And we said, what do we need to? Well, they need to, because they couldn't at that time coordinate it so that they could use just one. And that's what kind of prompted this whole thing to come about. And, you know, when this picture on the screen right now is somewhat of what I envisioned, with potentially what Bob talked about, a town engineer at the top of it, as opposed to a staff member that we currently have. But the looking at a thing like this, we have one individual, the public works director, supervising basically three crew leaders, which is effective span of control between three and five. those crew leaders are supervising 3 to 6 people or 3 to 5 people, and which is still, if you study effective span of control, is within span of control, 3 to 7, 2 to 5, depending on the type of jobs. I think that is the most efficient and effective way to work. And that's why it was brought up initially, was to make us more efficient.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to, because our time crunch.
I know. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, thank you for understanding.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Jim?
So I think we'll move to page number 2 next. But I don't, if you can put on your screen page 3 at the same time, for those of you who are not here, for those of us who are here, if you can look at both of them at the same time. And I think this is what my suggestion would be, is that we...
Can you describe 2 first, and then we'll describe 3?
Yeah, so we'll talk about 2. And I think I see this as kind of a two-step process, which incorporates, I think, the best ideas of all of the plans that we've discussed. So what I would potentially see is working with the supervisors union at this point to redraft job descriptions for our current townwide facilities director and a new highway foreman that demonstrates that they are both working foremen and that they collaborate with one another, that they work with one another to supplement the workforce between each other's departments, and that they step in for one another when one takes a vacation or is out sick. And I would further take that an additional step to say that, you know, if we move in this direction, at the beginning, I would meet with them weekly to help coordinate those efforts and get things on a smooth and even operational level. And then I think that could probably be spread out to once every couple of weeks. And, you know, the superintendent of schools and I do communicate regularly now. And if we needed to communicate more regularly to incorporate something like this for the near term, we could certainly do that. And if we adopted this hybrid pattern, I think in a year or so, we could move over to page 3, right, which incorporates that hybrid pattern with the addition of a town engineer that supervises the townwide facilities director and the highway department. And this may be an opportunity to truly get a blend of the things that we've been talking about, increase our services, increase collaboration, and actually, you know, and I haven't had the opportunity to do a cost analysis. And this was a conversation that evolved out of a brief conversation Bob Moore and I had this morning about, you know, the potentially bringing in the town engineer. So I haven't had an opportunity to analyze this, but as he said earlier in his earlier discussion, you know, there are things that we would still need an outside engineer to work on, but there are many things that if we had somebody with an engineering degree and an engineering stamp, you know, we could complete it in-house. And we may be able to achieve a break-even point between our outsourced engineering services and bringing this individual online to supervise holistically in the model that Mike Aramita describes.
Bob Moore, I cut you off earlier in your description of one of your ideas. Would you like to readdress any of them at this time? Bob Moore?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute. That's pretty much my mindset. This way we can plan, not only plan, also fiscally plan and actually draw up the as far as the administrators and what each of these current people have in a manner that what we want. And it incorporates not only something new, but incorporates what has been slowly happening, but actually moves us to where Mike and I had talked about before, how to make the shared services actually work and formalize it a little more as to those two positions.
So this is a two-step process that Jim is talking about.
Yes.
I'd like to entertain questions. Bob DiPietro, do you have a question?
No.
Adam, do you have a question for Jim? We're trying to hang on one. Adam, do you have, now I can see people. Did you have a question, yeah. Adam? Mike, Aramita? Yeah.
I have comments as opposed to questions, but I'll pose it as a question to start with. In both of these models, number two and number three, we have still have two supervisors, two higher paid supervisors managing two groups. And no matter what kind of management, I don't believe it'll work any better than we have now. We haven't saved any money. We haven't improved any efficiency. And it's simply a matter of doing things, not willing to take the step necessary to do what was talked about in the past, which was thought about, planned, and researched and looked at. And what Bob talks about as a town engineer, I was right from the very beginning in favor of putting a town engineer in charge of all three of those divisions that we talked about in the previous plan, and having a lead man or a working foreman in each one of those. I don't see this any different than what we have now. What the plan number two that Jim talks about still has an individual running buildings and grounds and another individual doing streets and that type of thing, with no cooperation back and forth that's guaranteed by the overall supervisor. And I think, as Pam talked about at the beginning, you know, a couple of years from now, a board will go in a different direction, or we'll decide to do something different. You know, we missed the boat with the negotiations for the contract, which Jim brought up before. I brought it up that when the contracts were done, I think the contracts were a hurry up, get it solved, get it as cheap as possible, and get it out of the way. And no thought was given to this when the contracts were negotiated, so that made it more difficult. Right now, we're sitting with the golden opportunity of one person leaving, which would allow us to go to the formula that I personally recommend and have identified from day one. And if you don't do it now, if you hire a highway supervisor, your chances of going to that three divisions or three groups under one supervisor is gone for another 30 years or 20 years. And the things that we talked about when we said, when those contracts come up, we'll change them to make it easier to do this. When Lance or somebody else retires, we'll do this so that that'll be the proper time. We've been waiting for several years for this opportunity to make that change, which will make us more efficient and I think cost us less money. And we have the opportunity now. And if we blow it, then it's gone for I don't know how many years, and it's not worth even worrying about anymore. You know, I think if we make this mistake now and don't take advantage of this opportunity, we are going to shoot ourselves in the foot. And in years to come, we're going to say, oh, well, we'll wait till somebody else retires and we'll try and do it. I'm totally opposed to it.
I understand what you're saying. At this time, what I would like to bring to your attention is, if we moved to number three, which has the town engineer at the top, the two positions of townwide facilities director and a highway director.
I will not support that. Or,
excuse me, Michael.
Yep, you don't sorry, have sorry, sorry, sorry.
That one of the necessities would be to have foreman, working foreman, or facility directors, whichever term is going to be put in that title, because the town engineer needs to have time to do the engineering as opposed to being a total administrator, which is very labor intensive. If you're going to go to a lesser position to manage the facilities, the townwide facilities, or the highway. If you're understanding what I'm saying, it's important to, Michael, hang on, please. It's important to think on getting all services we need to maintain and improve what we have as a town and looking forward. At this time, let me hear from other members, please. I can't see you. Kathy, can you bring up? I apologize, everybody. Let's go around again then, please. Adam, do you have a thought on this?
My thought is that the diagram labeled number 3 would be extremely expensive, and it has too many supervisors. If you're hiring somebody who's a managing engineer, that person's going to have, it can't just be somebody who just has a civil engineering degree. It's got to be somebody who has management credential. And once again, I think that person's going to need administrative help, but then they're not going to need subdirectors who are really managers. They're going to need that person would then really be working with more in the nature of working foreman, like Mike is proposing. I just think that finding that person and paying that person is going to be quite expensive. So
we need engineering somehow.
Yeah. But right now we're paying for that off the, you know, as an a la carte. If you're importing it, then you're paying that person, you know, salary that,
Jim would like to respond
with that training.
I'm going to ask,
but you're also asking them to be a manager.
Thank you, Jim.
I think you're absolutely accurate there, Adam, with the fact that, you know, this individual you would have to pay for all the time, and that's why I'm not suggesting that we move to that at this time. I think we really need to do a cost benefit analysis, which we've not had the time to do as of yet.
Bob Moore?
That's what I was going to say. Let's. Everybody makes a good point, but that's the point. We don't have a real good cost analysis.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Adam. Adam, do you run another lab?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, it's not even just creating that position. It's then finding the person and attracting them. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, that person might end up being the highest paid employee of the town. Or collectively, that person and their administrative assistant might be more than what we pay a superintendent or an administrator. So, you know, that's pretty.
Thank you, Bob DiPietro.
Yeah, I think I was running in that direction when I first asked what the outfit of death was. This is to save money or being efficient. My youngest brother is a civil engineer. Let me tell you, I have a lot of experience with engineers through my previous job with the feds, etc. They do not like administrative job duties. They like to engineer, not administrate. And that's how my brother is, and that's how all the engineers across the country that I dealt with the feds were. So I'm not in favor of that at all. I also want to say that if we were able to make 3 working foremen under the Director of Public Works type position, we would have a backup for each position. as they became more familiar with each of the other functions, it would also be bed strength for possible future growth. That's all I have to say at this time.
Listening to your description then, if I understand it, you would be in favor of one of the older former plan that would cost another $110,000 more to have a facilities director and have three maintainer crew leaders for the three parts. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
I guess I don't understand why we'd have to spend another $100,000 for a position.
You would not.
Michael, hang on, please.
Pam, if you let this go, you're.
Michael, hang on.
I'm next. Can I speak, please?
Yeah.
Please, I'm trying to be nice. Please.
I have the floor, so please give me some latitude.
Well, your idea of the money is wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you find that.
I have the floor, and
okay.
Thank you. If the point I was making, and I'd like your patience, is that if you're looking at crew leaders under three sections under the first plan that was shown, that would elevate one extra person to a crew leader under the custodial situation as it appears on the first plan the second plan that we looked at that had the word draft across it, that has the number 4 up at the corner. And it appears from the asterisks at the bottom, it says add one full-time staff with a CDL required. That's important to note. And the added cost has it at $95,000. And Jim has updated those costs between $108,000 and $110,000. That was the point I was making. Jim, would you like to address that?
So I think what Mike is saying is that we would eliminate one position and create the new facilities director position. And although there may be a change in salary for that individual based on level of responsibility, his expectation would be that the maintainer crew leader and the highway crew leader would make less money than they're currently making. Is that accurate, Mike?
Can I speak, Pam?
Yes, Michael, please address that.
I'm not saying, what I'm saying is we have enough staff, we have too many managers. And if we eliminate one supervisor, be it the position that, I'll just say the position John holds or the position Lance holds, we have the opportunity now, because Lance is retiring, to put a crew leader in that position only, and a crew leader in the other positions only. And we, at the very worst, if we had to add one staff at the lower price of a laborer, which is the only one that you would have to add, because you already have a crew leader in the street department, a crew leader in the parks department, and if you added a crew leader at the school, what's a crew leader make? An extra $10,000. So there's $10,000. And even if you replace the individual on the street department, you wouldn't have to add anything. You'd have a savings of approximately $30,000. Worst case scenario, you save $30,000. Best case scenario, you save about $60,000. But either way, it's a savings. There's no cost deficit to us. There's no way we lose money on this, because if one person goes out the door and we hire one in for half the salary, we haven't lost anything. There's no way we can pay less. No way we should have to pay any more than we pay now. We should absolutely be paying less. And with the same number of employees in the actual doing the work portion is it's a savings no matter how you look at it. There was never a talk about adding an additional person anywhere to at a cost of $95,000. If we bump somebody up in the schools to be their team leader or crew leader, okay, that's 10. We hire a new laborer. We still save money over what Lance was making now. It's a win-win, and it's the only time in the next 10 to 15 years that we're going to have this opportunity. And all of the other ones that we looked at, number two and number three, all show superintendents of streets and parks and facilities. And I'm going to yield now to Adam because he's had his hand up for a while, and I know how he feels when his hand's up.
Just a minute, please. I would like to run the meeting, Mike.
Yeah. I'm just yielding.
On number two, you referenced the superintendent. That references the superintendent of schools, I believe. Is that correct?
No, superintendent of parks or streets, that kind of. Yep. They've got so many titles, like it's hard to keep track.
So you're correct that the superintendent on this page is the superintendent of schools, but I believe what Mike Aramita was trying to express was the leader of the facilities department and the leader of the highway department.
Correct. Thank you, Jim.
Said the word superintendent.
Thank you, Adam. Your floor has been yielded to you.
So what do the current highway director and facilities director make now? Like, what are those jobs pay?
I believe one is at approximately $95,000 and the other is at approximately $106,000.
So if you're eliminating one of those jobs and cutting something like $100,000 and then adding back in making somebody a crew leader in the school, I assume that crew leader probably will make another 10 or plus thousand. If that means we're also adding a CDL enabled worker at 95 or 100,000, then that's a net loss.
But we're not adding somebody for 95. Jim, how much does a laborer get in the street department?
I think I didn't look at that number, but I think it's around 50.
Yeah.
I think it's about 55.
Well, worst case, that's what you'd be adding back, Adam. Worst case.
Somebody who's making 50 or 60 now and giving them 60 or 70?
70.
No.
To be the crew leader? Because you got to give somebody money to be a crew leader, right?
Well, if you gave the person, say, 10 at the schools, and you went from 95, so you knocked that 10 off, and you saved 85.
Well,
wait a minute.
The crew leader, Mike, let me just finish. The crew leader you create at the schools has to be paid commensurate with the maintainer crew leader and the highway crew leader, because that's going to be a unionized position with similar role.
They're not at 95. The person.
Okay, so what are they? Are they at 65? Are they at 70? The crew leaders?
But if you added a crew leader at the school, even if you had to pay them $20,000 more, for an example, just take $20,000.
So now you're adding a worker at 55, you're adding $20,000 to a crew leader, and you're adding to the new facilities director is going to make more than 106.
But even then,
they're doing two jobs.
You still don't lose any money. It's still not a $95,000.
I'm just saying you're
budget.
Not saving anything.
Well,
you're not saving it.
If you listened when I talked to Bob DiPietro, the idea was not solely saving money. It was efficiency. It was sharing services. It was an opportunity to have one person say, okay, everybody, we're working on this today, or everybody, we're working on that today. It was the main impetus pushing this was sharing services, sharing equipment. Street department doesn't need a two-ton dump if the park has a two-ton dump and the school has a two-ton dump truck. That was the idea, was the efficiency more than the savings.
I understand that, but I see some real, first of all, I think that can be accomplished without creating that super position. because I think that the highway person should be also be the deputy of the facilities director.
But
because I don't think there's, I think you have to have redundancy in that position. You can't just rely on separate crew leaders to step up in the absence of that person. And there has to be, it's a job that, will inevitably take more than one person's time. So that, especially with the administrative functions of managing three separate divisions. So however you call it, I mean, whether you make those people, you know, facilities director and deputy facilities director, or you make them highway superintendent who's also deputy facilities director, I think that's the issue, is whether they can share the resources among the three crews, not whether one person has to be the boss of all the three crews directly.
If this could have worked, the idea would have never come up, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
And if it had worked, I wouldn't be sitting here arguing so hard for it, because it doesn't work. What we have now does not work efficiently.
But Jim, can we take the floor, please?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, Mike, there, because it is working, right? And I'm going to give you some examples of that, right? We are not buying redundant equipment anymore. We are sharing equipment, and the equipment is being shared across all three. During storm, ICES, and you know, the chief can even tell you this. We had school custodians helping us chip brush on the side of the road because the schools were closed. During snowstorms, we've had buildings and ground staff drive the extra trucks and plow the private roads. Selectman Mora was there to teach one of them how to do it. We've had buildings and grounds guys drive an extra plow truck when we've had tremendous snowstorms. We've had the highway crew help the buildings and grounds crew facilitate projects that they couldn't do by themselves. So there is more and more of this collaboration that's happening on a daily basis, I think, than everybody sees. And I would say a big part of that, it is a result of the position that you created with the individual that's currently heading buildings and grounds and the school facilities. I mean, that has been absolutely huge, and I think it's had the desired effect. Now, can we improve on it? Can we take it further? I think the answers to those questions are yes and absolutely. But I think that we're moving in the direction that you had hoped when the previous board of selectmen, you know, drafted this departmental organization chart that we've got labeled draft at number 4. I think we are making positive inroads.
I believe you're correct, Jim. We are making positive inroads. My fear, and it's if we hire another director of public works or whatever you want to call them, we're locked into this now, because those people are union, and it's not like you can just fire them without cause. They come under a union contract. There's all of that stuff that goes into it. Then you can't just decide a year from now, if you hire this person, that oops, we should have gone the other way. You're locked into something you're locking the town into something for a long period of time. And like we talked about 5, 6, 7 years ago, we said, when this happens, we'll have an opportunity to change. When that happens, we'll take advantage of it. When this finally happens, we can move to this. Well, we've come to the point where we have the opportunity. And I think if we squander the opportunity right now, we're making a big mistake. And I'm going to shut up from here on in. Other than if we vote, I'm going to vote for the plan that I think is the best, the one that has draft marked across the front of it. And, you know, I know from span of control, I had 146 employees under me. I had several supervisors, and the span of control with each was 3 to 5. And I think that's the way to go. I can only say that I'm going to shut up. I've said enough. I'm not going to get excited. I promised everybody I'd be quiet and calm today, which I'm trying to do as much as possible. I continue to advocate for the plan that's Mark draft, and I'll shut up. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This time I'd like to thank Mike, because I know the effort that you put into your consideration and your presentation today. I understand your desires. I think you've made it clear over two meetings. I'd like to thank you for your persona today. Let's move along then. Bob DiPietro, would you like to add anything?
No, only that I should have a second computer, because I don't see anything else. I don't see anything marked draft. I don't see plan B. I don't see two or three or four. Only have the original that Kathy put up.
One moment, please. We'll try and help you.
Hold on one second.
Bob, can you see it?
No. Only the, yeah, only.
One hold sec- on one second.
We'll put the draft one up for you, Bob. I'm ready.
Yes. Bob, can you see it now?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on one second.
No, I don't see it. I pulled it up on my phone. So.
Yeah.
So you've had none of these on your screens?
Mm-mm. Yeah, just nope. The first one.
It's labeled 19S1.33.docs.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No.
That's the one you click on anyway to get to it.
One moment, please.
Clicking on that. You are a screen share. Okay, hold on one second.
Sure, the plan I like, you can't put on the screen.
It's all about you, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, now can you see it?
Yes.
There. Oh, okay. Yeah, that one wasn't on the screen before. There we go.
So this was the first one that we referenced. At the bottom of the page, can you scroll down to the bottom?
Yep.
So that was the notation at the bottom.
Which I take exception to.
Michael had a disagreement with that. Mm-hmm. And we've gone around that twice. So could you then move to number two, please?
Can you see that one, Bob?
Nope. No.
No, it didn't change, Kathy.
Okay, hold on one second. For some reason, it's stopping.
Sounds like you got stormtroopers marching through there.
I,
oh, it is. It's a stormtrooper.
Is it?
No. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Number two.
I see that.
Okay. And that has the notation at the bottom, too. Can you see the notation at the bottom, Bob?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Then we're going to move on to number three, so we can look at number three.
Okay, this is number three.
Okay.
That's the one with the town engineer at the near the top.
Yep.
And then I will ask to go back to the number one.
Thank you.
Which is the draft? Or no, the other one.
Draft is the, I think, the current staffing pattern.
This is current. One is current staffing pattern. Can you see that, Bob?
No, he can't see
it. Not yet. Okay, nope. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he giving you so much trouble?
I don't know. This is like a nightmare. Okay, this is number one.
Thank you.
And at the bottom, the comment at the bottom says that's the current staffing pattern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
sorry about that.
Where it says highway, that would be a working foreman with four underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says townwide facilities director, that is a working foreman.
Is that a good description?
He is also a working foreman. Not just, he is also a working foreman. And there are four people under buildings and grounds under the far right-hand side for the high school and the center school. It says 6 to 8 people. And on the far left, it says 4 highway crew.
You know, I would love if we had some consistency among the titles here.
We have the ability to...
We can change that.
Change titles as opposed to job descriptions, though. That would require negotiations. At the present time, we have the ability to change the job description or the... what we're going to ask for under highway, because that is the position that has come open, and we are in discussion now as to what plan we're going to go forward with. Jim?
I think that's accurate.
Bob Mora?
What we're looking is to go forward. As far as I'm concerned, going forward, the position should be highway foreman. And we can modify the job description that we have there based on that premise. And that allows you to go forward and modify it any way you want. Whether his supervisor is the administrative officer, or we have someone in charge of all those departments, which I think where we should go in a direction too. But right now, as we said earlier, and Adam brought it up, really you need a good cost analysis. Mike has one, which I don't quite get yet, but I think we do have to do that. And
so you're looking at number two, Bob, is that on your screen right now?
Yep.
Where we have co-leaders as the townwide facilities director and a highway director.
Basically,
and
you're not changing anything as it is.
No.
Other than what those job descriptions are.
Jim?
Right. So my what I would envision under page two, which admittedly is not the same as the draft, which is page four, is I would try to work with the union to make adjustments to both the highway department supervisor's job description and the townwide facilities director position at this time to create general collaboration between the two departments with the understanding that the highway supervisor acts as a deputy for the townwide facilities director when that person is not present, and that the townwide facilities director works as the deputy for the highway supervisor when that individual is not present. And with the understanding that, you know, staff can be moved between departments as necessary, although each of them have separate and distinct job descriptions. I believe every one of them has the line at the bottom that says and other duties as directed by supervisor. And you know, in all of our union contracts, we have a section that says that the town has the ability to move things around as it fits the needs of the town. So I think there is some latitude there, and we can continue to build collaboration with that model It doesn't get us all the way to the draft plan that was created all those years ago, which is demonstrated on page number 4, but I certainly think it moves us in that direction.
Bob Mora, do you have a comment, another comment?
I concur with that.
Okay, Bob DiPietro, you have your hand up?
I'm okay with that too.
Adam?
I concur with that, but I want to point out that the existing job description that we were provided with refers to this vacant position as public works supervisor, supervised by the first selectman and administrative officer, and does not reference being the deputy of the facilities director or any particular roles involving the facilities crews. So I think that will have to be added to the job description and the skills and cross training necessary to be that, to fulfill those roles, will have to be added to the knowledge, skills, and abilities required.
Jim?
I agree with that statement completely.
Okay, good. So as long as we're not, because otherwise we'll be hung up when you go out to hire this person or when you go out to deal with the unions. If you don't modify the job description to add that component of cross-training and cross capability. I mean, I completely think that this job should also be the deputy for the facilities director. I just don't think there's any bones about it. And to that extent, I agree with Mike that, you know, there needs to be somebody who's there needs to be a coordination of all three of these divisions through the top two people. But where I disagree with him is I think it needs to be top two people, one of whom also is the head of a division, as opposed to one person who's the head of all three divisions.
But we also, remember, have our town administrator. Is that what you're describing, Adam?
Well, I think what realistically is the way this position is described, it reports to the town administrator, not to the highway supervisor. But there's got to be sort of a dotted line where, in connection with being the deputy, I'm sorry, the other way around, reports to the town administrator, not to the facilities director, but to the extent that the highway person is going to be the deputy of the facilities director, there has to be some kind of coordinated or reporting relationship there. Because if they're going to be serving as a deputy for that person when they're not available, so they've got to be in the loop.
One second, Adam. This administration is only going down to townwide facilities director. If we're going to make this highway person a deputy to take over for him when he's not here, he's going to have to report to administration too. He wants a line to go in between there so that it's an equal thing there. So that person will report to administration as well in lieu of townwide facilities director.
So we're looking at, Adam, if my understanding is correct now, is that we're referring to number 2.
Number 2 is exactly what we have now.
Right. Well, I would take issue with some of the lines in number 2, but I agree it's visually not really, really helpful, to be honest with you, but I understand the intent.
It's exactly what we have now, and the intent was to keep exactly what we have now, and it's obvious there that that's what is proposed in this one, that we have a public facilities director and a highway director. That's exactly what's on the screen right now. And no change, no better efficiency, no saving of any money. And it's exactly what we have currently. We have a facilities director and a highway director. Yes, Pam?
You know, I believe the double arrow on that one has more cooperation between the two, so that Jim's first opening comments were to have positions that were able to fill, work collaboratively, and to be able to fill in for the other. Did you understand that too?
I disagree completely with that, because I don't believe that was not the intent when we looked at this before. I don't believe it's going to change anything when you look at this, because those two people can talk now, but nobody is subservient to the other. The only way that I see the efficiency changing is the one person on the top. If you want to make the highway foreman the facilities director's or the public works director's deputy, I could probably live with that. But what we show here are people making the same money they have now, doing the same jobs they have now, with a little line goes back and forth that says, we're going to talk to each other. Well, they have that opportunity now to talk to each other. If you want to make the highway foreman, and you're talking a foreman's job, which is significantly less money than the current highway director or supervisor, as you, whatever we call him currently, that's a little bit of a change. But what you show here is exactly what we have today. There is no change, except that it's written wrong, because it has the school people underneath the highway crew, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if you scroll down. But it's exactly the format we have today. And I promised myself I wouldn't say any more, but if we want to move forward, and we want to move forward because we have the opportunity to move forward, today is the day we make that move. If we don't want to move forward, and we don't want to combine, and we don't want to improve efficiency, and we don't want to save a few bucks, then go with what we have now. And for the next 20 years, we live with it. But this opportunity is not going to come up next week or next year or next probably 5 years or 10 years. So, you know, what we've waited for and what we planned for, we just goes away. And I'm sorry,
Thank you. I understand what you're saying. You've made the point now. And Jim, under the townwide facilities director, did you have a, under page one, the draft one, did you have the highway, ever have a thought of the highway person being a deputy under the townwide facilities director?
I didn't see it that way. I saw them more as equals running a larger department together. But I'm certainly not opposed to that idea, you know. I just want to move, you know, that's why we're together today, is to talk through this and figure out, you know, what is best for the town currently and for the foreseeable future, and how we can move in that direction. I'm not tied to any one of these things. I just want to be able to move the needle forward so that we can decide what we're doing and fill the role.
Adam, were you thinking of, was your proposal to have the highway working foreman a deputy to the townwide facilities director?
I was thinking more of cross-training them to be each other's backups rather than to be reporting to each other.
So that would go back to page number two, where the arrows go both ways?
Right.
we'll go around the row around the block again. Because Mike, we know where you stand, I think, pretty much. Bob Moore.
That's where I was.
Okay.
Bob DiPietro.
I agree with that.
Okay, Adam. I think we have at least three votes there. If I'm counting votes and looking at the conversation, Adam, would you like to make a motion?
I guess so. Okay, I move that we direct the town administrator to hire a highway supervisor with a suitable title, with additional duties to include being cross-trained and serve in the absence or unavailability of the facilities director, and with the appropriate additional credentials, qualifications, and skills to fulfill that role in addition to the one described in the existing, I think it's public works supervisor job. And I'm not suggesting that the title has to be a particular title. I think we can allow the administration to sort of come up with a title that best suits the job that we're envisioning. But the intent of my motion is that this new position encompass all the duties of the previous public works supervisor position, but include the concept of cross-training to fulfill the role of facilities director when that person is not available.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Apparently not.
I'm not quite sure that that's quite a long motion. It's kind of you lost me.
Do you want me to restate it, Bob?
yes, please. Adam, would you restate the motion, please?
Okay. All right, let's start over.
That's all right.
I move that the board direct the town administrator put out a hire for a position to replace the existing public works supervisor with a title at the discretion of the...
Did you mean public works or highways?
Well, it says public works. It's the title right now says public works.
So the job description has public works.
Thank you. I apologize. That's what it is. Thank you.
The job description that we were given says public works supervisor. Is that not the vacancy that we're talking about?
That's accurate.
It is. There's multiple terms used throughout here.
Right. I know. And that's why I'm sort of concerned. Let me start over.
So the public works supervisor/highway supervisor.
Right. So let me start that motion over, because obviously we're getting into the weeds here. I move that we authorize the town administrator to seek and hire an employee to fulfill the role currently called public works supervisor with a title at the discretion of the administration, but to, with the added duties of becoming cross-trained to fulfill the role of facilities director in that person's absence, and with the necessary credentials, training, and experience to do so.
Can you repeat that?
It's reported.
I'm just kidding.
I could try, Kathy.
I'm just kidding.
The little tape recorder in my head is not working today.
At this time, I would again ask, we have a motion before us about to have a public, let's see if I can summarize, public works supervisor cross-trained to
with the added duties.
With the added duties.
To be cross-trained in the facilities director, for the facilities director in his absence, and the skills and knowledge, and I lost him after that.
Skills, we'll knowledge, and experience necessary to fulfill that role.
Okay. And at this time that it's been stated again, do I have a second? Bob, have your hand up? Are you going to second or?
I'm still processing this thing, excuse me.
The motion is on the floor and I need a second for us to be able to discussion.
I'll second it for discussion.
A motion made and seconded by Bob Mora.
I discuss it. Unfortunately, we have that thing listed as public works director. I frankly would prefer it's a highway foreman. That would be my change that to whatever it currently is. It's a highway foreman would allow us to move that, redirect that position any way we want. And within your description, to cross train it with the foreman that heads the buildings and grounds division. And that's so. I don't like stating that word.
Adam, do you want to amend the motion?
It just changes the highway foreman.
I left it to the town administrator how we.
Thank you.
Titles the position and
so that's open.
And advertises it, but I don't have a problem with the title highway foreman. I didn't want to micromanage that in case.
Thank you.
Made Appreciate sense it. To do it some other way.
Mike Aramita.
Yes. Question: if we're cross-training this person. I should actually ask Adam, because he's the one that made the motion. Do you intend to give this person a $10,000 increase in pay to make them comparable to the townwide facilities director, since they're going to be assuming that role as well?
Not necessarily. I guess the market would determine that.
Well, if...
Yeah, well, we'd have to negotiate that with the union.
Yeah, that's what it'll come down to, because if they're cross-trained, you'll have to pay them the same. So it'll be a $10,000 increase over what we're paying the current employee.
And I would like to take this one step further. If I'm going to be in conversations with the union, I'd also like to amend the townwide facilities director job description so that, you know, they step in instead when the highway foreman, public works supervisor, whatever that title is, happens to be away. I think that the intent is the cross-training goes in both directions.
We could have a second motion in a minute. We have a motion on the floor. Bob DePietro?
That's good. I'm okay.
No further questions about the motion?
I had the same concern that Bob Moore had.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? At this time, then I'll call the vote. All in favor of, I'm sorry, we have another question, Bob Moore.
Yeah, I do. So since, did Adam modify his motion to make that position called highway foreman?
No, he did not. He left it open to the discretion of the town administrator to title it. Appropriate title?
I think there's
Kathy
confusion.
I
think there's confusion because he was saying public works. He said to move to authorize the administrative officer to hire and replace the public works supervisor / highway supervisor. Right now there's two titles that we're calling him because the job description has the title and Lance has a title. So it's the public works supervisor / highway supervisor that we're looking to replace. And he did not put up a name for the newly hired person. He's leaving that up to Jim.
Is that clear, Bob?
Okay. Bob and Bob? All right, you're saying that's who you're replacing.
Right.
Thank you. No, I understand.
Because I don't know if the union will have an issue with that, number one, and I don't know if you, when you go out to try to hire, it makes more sense to call it one thing rather than another thing.
Very good. I'll go around one more time. Is there any further questions? Any further comments?
No.
All right, this time I'll call the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That's four ayes. Or all opposed?
Nay.
Michael, one nay. And Michael Aramita? Thank you. Jim, you want to, were you thinking that there is another motion that needs to be made?
The cross-stream, the other way.
Yeah, what I would like to do, you know, because I'm obviously going to have conversations with the supervisors union, is I would also like to be able, you know, with the permission of the board, I'd like to be able to propose some changes to the townwide facilities director job description so that they also cross-train in the highway department so that the ability to step in for the position that we are currently filling is able to be taken up by the townwide facilities director when that person is not available.
A motion is needed, Jim believes. Adam?
Madam Chair, I move that the board direct the town administrator to seek to amend the job description of the townwide facilities director, or I'm not sure if that's the correct title, actually. It's just what's on the townwide facilities director, to add the component of being cross-trained to step in for the highway supervisor / public works supervisor in the absence or unavailability of that incumbent. Again, not to perform the job on a long-term basis, but in a crisis or unavailability.
Do I have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Bob, more seconds and further discussion. Bob DiPietro?
No, I'm just as needed, as appropriate to be inserted, I think. In other words, we're not qualifying this cross training in any extent. I mean, that could mean a little bit or a lot or as needed. Somebody has got to judge that that ability really exists. So I guess I have to leave it up to the administrator. Judgment. Never mind.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moore?
That's my understanding.
Okay, Bob. Michael?
My only question would be the ability. Well, it's I'm opposed to all of this, but the administrative officer or the town administrator is going to need the same ability to negotiate unless he wishes to pay the new highway foreman the exact same amount of money, because if I was their union representative, I would not let you change the amount of money that you're paying the individual because it's a union position. So you're going to need that same ability to renegotiate that contract, as I brought up a while ago when it wasn't negotiated, where you're locked into what you have now for pay scale and everything else. So you're going to have the ability to do both. Otherwise, you're sunk. And never mind. I'm done.
Thank you, Mike. Adam, any further comments?
No.
Is your motion?
No.
All right. Hearing none, ask one more time. Any comments? I see no hands up. At this time, I'll ask for the vote. All in favor of the cross-train, I'm just going to summarize the cross-trained amendment made by Adam, seconded by Bob Mora. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We have four ayes, and do we have any nays?
I don't have a nay. I'm going to abstain. I don't have a problem with Jim negotiating. I have a problem with the whole concept.
One abstention, Michael Aramita.
Rather than voting no, because I don't want to keep him from doing his job, but I don't agree with this operation.
Thank you very much. At this time, there's nothing else on this special meeting. Is there any?
That concludes our business.
Yeah. Could we just mention any times for future meetings we have next week on the 21st?
21st, we have two meetings. We actually have an AP meeting, and we have our presentation to the Board of Finance for our budget, which all of you should have received at this point. And just as a point of interest, the Board of Education presents their budget to the Board of Finance tomorrow evening.
Very good.
We also have,
do we have a time? And at 5:30
personnel? Or? Oh, we have the ad hoc with the AP. Mm-hmm. Are we keeping
did you check with them and see if they were available?
We have the ad hoc meeting, so we're just going to put AP in
the ad hoc. All right, so it's the ad hoc veterans group is also supposed to meet to discuss the information that we collected for you.
Right.
On the veterans exception.
Yep.
On the 21st. So
what time is our meeting on the 21st?
I believe it's 10:30. I thought you weren't available.
Because you have a court case?
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not available. So okay. And then I just want to make sure.
And Board of Finance meeting, I believe, is at 7:15.
And at 5:30 that evening, we have we're bringing in our delegation from the State House, our senator, and two state reps to address any issues that this board would like to discuss with them and what projects that they believe will affect small towns.
Is that virtual or are they going to be at the town hall?
They'll be at the town hall.
They will be here at the
town. That's an in-person meeting.
In person.
Okay, thank you. 5:30.
Very good. Having nothing else on the agenda, I would entertain an adjournment.
So moved.
Made by Bob Moore and seconded by Bob DiPietro. Thank you all. It's 1:29. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for the hard work.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is a nightmare.